Hey everyone, welcome back to this episode of Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama. Today we're talking about the Singing River Trail, which will be a 200-mile trail spanning all of North Alabama. And joining us today is Dr. John Kovach, the Executive Director of the trail. Thanks for being here today, John.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited to learn all about this.
Well, I'm excited to share it.
Well, before we jump in, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became involved with the Singing River Trail?
Yeah, for me, it was really a kind of a lifelong degree and doing different things that led up to the culmination of me getting the job. But I worked for the National Park Service and worked on a long formatted trail and did that for 5 years. And then I became a college professor. And my background is Southern history, Civil War, Reconstruction, and historic preservation. So I've always kind of cared about people and history and stories. And in 2020, I felt like I'd done my teaching, done it long enough, and I got offered the job as Singing River Trail's executive director. And in reality, for me, it was the opportunity to kind of put together the idea of fundraising and creating a legacy and getting a project together and nonprofit leadership and just the opportunity to do it kind of a way that I thought might be a little bit different.
So yeah. I took it. That's cool. Well, I used to be a former teacher as well. I was an English teacher, but I did love history. And I tried to incorporate, history in with some units, literature, and things like that. So, but I was like you. I kind of reached a point where I was like, and we're done.
That's exactly the point I was at.
Yeah.
I heard myself talk enough.
Yeah. Yep. Well, that is so neat. Well, give us an overview of what the Singing River Trail is and how it came to be.
So in 2014, the idea was connecting two campuses of Calhoun Community College in between Decatur and Huntsville. And long and short of it, it was is that that idea grew into what if we had a three-county 70-mile trail system that would kind of benefit everyone in the region. And that happened in 2019. In 2020, they hired me as the executive director. And from there, it really became, what if we took this to a truly regional size and created a 220-ish mile trail system that would connect from Jackson County, Bridgeport, all the way over to the Shoals.
Okay. That is going to be so amazing. That would be so cool.
And I think the most exciting part about it is at some point, every project goes from a if to a when. And we are now at the when it happens, not if it happens. And that's the exciting part.
Yeah. Were there any other inspirations, any other trails around in the area that you kind of thought, oh, this would be cool for here?
Yeah. And I say this to the person in charge of getting people to come to North Alabama. So realize I love North Alabama. But if you want to see good examples of greenway systems and trails that people can hike, bike, or run on, look at something like the Virginia Creeper Trail in Southwest Virginia.
Okay.
Look at the Swamp Rabbit Trail in Greenville, South Carolina, or the Razorback Trail in Arkansas. And what you see is a real great example of what these greenway systems. And when I say a greenway system, what I'm really saying is think of a 10-foot wide road for people. It's a trail, non-motorized, e-bikes, yes, but cars, no, golf carts, no. Just a safe place to go recreate and go visit. So we're excited. And those areas are really good examples of what can be in our region, in North Alabama.
Yeah. Okay. That's so cool. We'll be so happy to have it here then.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about the Native American history, since we know that you know this being a history professor, that's incorporated into the trail.
So for us, it really comes down to the idea that the trail itself is actually named after Native American heritage and history. And that is the river that sings is the Tennessee. And for us, we don't follow the river per se. We're not a river bound project, but the river is our inspiration, as is the valley. Yeah. And so I think what you're seeing is with the Tennessee River Valley is the Singing River Valley is really this idea that for us, our name comes about the fact that there was a young girl before Indian removal in the 19th century who loved this area because the river sang to her. And when she was removed out to Oklahoma, the rivers there didn't sing. And so, in fact, she spent the next couple of years making her way back to North Alabama and to the river that sang. And so we take our motivation for our name is the Singing River Trail is named after that ideal. And I know this, if any of you go to see Tom's Wall in Florence and are able to see the monument left to the same person, the inspiration is pretty strong. It's incredible.
Yeah, that attraction is just, I mean, it's breathtaking. And back before Tom passed away, you know, if you had the privilege to hear him tell the stories, that really was, you know, yes, a true gem in our area for sure.
Yeah. And so for us, it's what we want to do is create a trail system that is a visitor center in a mm-hmm. sense of 220 miles of telling this Native American story mm-hmm. and not having it reduced just down to the Trail of Tears. There's mm-hmm. so much more to Native American history than just the Trail of Tears. And yeah. so how do we start that process and how to begin to tell that long story and how do we begin to mesh it with other stories throughout the valley?
Yeah, that is so cool. And coincidentally, that was our Facebook question of the week, was how the Singing River Trail got its name. So that's our Facebook question. So thank you for answering that right off the bat.
Right. My radar was on.
Yep. Yeah. And there's a lot of Native American sites along the way. I know I grew up in Oakville. We've done an episode about Oakville and the Indian mounds that are there in the museum and then the Florence Indian mound. So it kind of travels around through there.
Absolutely. And a lot of this area was pass through territory areas for mm-hmm. different tribes to come through. And, yeah. you know, I'll just tell you this. I had a friend who's an archaeologist who told me, you know, he doesn't think he can go more than 10 steps without digging a hole and finding some artifact. And yeah. I just think that shows you how deep in, you know, our history goes and just how encompassing it is as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And grew up in Oakville and we had land, you know, crops back there. And so after it would rain, that's one thing that we would do. You know, my dad would take my brother and me and we would head out and we would look for arrowheads and, yep. you know, different pieces of pottery that we could find. And you're right. It's amazing. You know, that archaeologist is correct. We found stuff all over the place.
Well, I jokingly said at one point that our forefathers and mothers were litter bugs. I mean, I'm not like, they must've just been throwing stuff out 24/7. Because like, all right, guys, you left your mark. We got it.
Oh, that's funny. In a good sort of way.
Yeah.
Well, tell us some of the things that people can do on the Singing River Trail today, because you said you know it's not complete. So, what are some things we can do now?
So, you're absolutely right. So, it really goes in phases. Let me explain this. So, what mm-hmm. you have to do is establish a route, and that's not particularly easy because you have to find a linear route that connects 200 and some miles of trail.
Yeah.
And so, we finished that. And now we're in design. And design is taking it and then mapping that out. And it's really engineering the trail for a specific spot. Mm-hmm. And then after that happens, then you go to construction. And then once construction happens, then obviously you're wide open. Mm-hmm. And so for us, we purposely aimed at existing trails that are already there that we wanted to connect to. And then the lowest hanging fruit for trails that we could build immediately. So I'm going to give you some examples because we did take the time and we were intentional on trying to create mm-hmm. a linked system that took in the existing trails. Because I think it's an important way of saving time and effort and money.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. you could go all the way up to Bridgeport, Alabama. And if your listeners haven't gone to the Long Island Bridge in Bridgeport, Alabama, mm-hmm. it's a bridge that it's an old railroad bridge that you can walk halfway across the Tennessee River on and wow. look up and down. And if you haven't been there, it's definitely worth going to see.
Yeah.
So our trail will actually start there and then goes through this little city park that takes you downtown. So there's a little section there that we're going to have open. Then you go down to Scottsboro and there's an area called Bynum Park. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of on the east side of town. In Huntsville, we have multiple areas that we're about to open a new section that goes from Ditto Landing to New Grissom High School. So if you know this area, okay. this is all South Huntsville. In Mooresville, we're assuming trail on the Wheeler Wildlife Refuge, on Arrowhead Landing Road, and on Jolly Bee Road. In places like Elkmont, the Richard Martin Trail is going to become part of the Singing River Trail. Okay. In Decatur, the Bill Sims Trail downtown. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of you probably know Danielle Gibson, mm-hmm. but we've been working with her a lot on getting the Bill Sims Trail connected up and working on some things. And then you go out further west, you can actually go on the TVA reservation in Muscle Shoals that will also become part of the Singing River Trail. Okay. So in all, because of the way we've done our work, and this is something we're excited about, is that right now with existing trail and new trail that's been built, we can put signs on almost, well, just over 50 miles of trail in mm-hmm. North Alabama. And we're going to start doing that in 2024. So you're about to see a whole lot of, we don't do ribbon cuttings, by the way. We do ribbon tyings. We feel like it's important that we're binding people, not connecting or disconnecting people. So you're about to see a whole lot of ribbon tyings across North Alabama in 2024.
That is so clever. I love it.
And I like your chances of being invited to a few of those too, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I like to, you know, you mentioned how you wanted to use existing trails for, you know, time and, you know, and money and everything. But I think it goes back to the history that's here and you're acknowledging, you know, the history that's already in those existing things, the trails, and connecting them. So exactly. That is really cool.
And that's a great point to make because each of our areas has such a unique, distinctive personality. Mm-hmm. We don't want to take that away. We want to enhance it. We want to amplify it.
Yeah. That is really cool. I like that. So what's your favorite part or your memory so far about the Singing River Trail?
Well, we caveat that by saying, like any good parent or any good, you know, aunt or uncle or grandparent, is that all my children are my favorites. So I don't want anyone feeling like they've been left out. But I'd say probably the moment that was probably one of those moments that really mattered to me as executive director is when we were first starting in 2020, 2021. The mayor of Leeton, Alabama, Derek Silcox, and I met at a luncheon. Mm-hmm. And from there, not only struck up a working partnership, but a friendship to the point where our first $1 million grant was awarded to Leeton, Alabama to improve it and make Singing River Trail part of their downtown. Mm-hmm. And he and I have just worked together on a lot of different things like Sledge Fest. Mm-hmm. Our partnership has remained strong. And then we reached out to Town Creek and to Cortland and said, hey, what if we approach the federal government for more funding to create this idea called the Tri-Towns, T-R-Y, not T-R-I, because we're all like trying like heck to get connected.
Yeah.
We may not have said heck, but we'll keep it clean for the kids. is that ultimately we did get federal funding and we're going to start working on that as well. And so for me, I think to answer your question is that the idea that three towns in two counties can invest in one vision and we get money mm-hmm. for it, and three of them see themselves as collaborators, not competitors. And mm-hmm. so I would say that when I take Linda Peoples, the mayor of Cortland, Mike Parker, the mayor of Town Creek, and Derek Silcox, the mayor of Leeton, and mm-hmm. put those three together, it definitely makes me smile.
Yeah, I love that. And we've noticed too with our mural trail that there are murals popping up.
Yep.
In these towns as well. I know there's a mural in Cortland. Yep. There's a mural in Leeton as well. Yeah, Missy Miles just completed that. And I actually met, a little side note here, but at the River Clay Festival, I guess it was last year, I met an artist that I've bought things from a couple years in a row, and she's from Leeton. And so she was kind of telling me about the art scene, you know, how Leeton has kind of turned into like a little
art commune.
Yeah. And I thought that is so cool. I mean, just a little small town.
We have a new mural for you coming up. We just finished one in Ditto Landing in Huntsville.
I've been seeing the post from the art lady. Yeah. Yes. Sonia was a guest. Yep.
we like to support our humanities and our artists along the trail.
Yes. Yeah. And of course, you know, we've talked about this a million times about the murals. I mean, they add something to the community, to the, you know, it just gives it a whole different vibe. Yeah. And people will come to see it. They will come to see the murals.
What's funny is there's a little soul food restaurant called F&D's restaurant in Leeton. Mm-hmm. And I always go there to eat. I shouldn't, but I do. I shouldn't because as I get older, you know, it's harder and harder. But one day I got my food to go and I just sat in front of the mural of Percy Sledge mm-hmm. in Leeton. And I was just kind of sitting there. And it was funny because these cars would come over the tracks and stop, slow down, and look at the mural. And the first one caught my eye. Second one caught my eye. And then all of a sudden, I'm like doing like a scientific study. Like, okay, how many of these cars that go by stop and slow down just to look at this mural? So to your point, it's just a great way of getting people to slow down through your town and say, hey, what is this all about? Which absolutely is true.
Yeah, Yep. And then if they take a picture and then if they post it on social media, then people are like, oh my gosh, where is that? Exactly. I need to go see it. And then, exactly. You know, it's just kind of a snowball effect. I mean, of course I've done that many times. Like, where is this? I have to go see it.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. It's like that waterfall. Someone publishes a waterfall. All of a sudden, yes. Yep.
Yep. And then everybody wants to know and everybody wants to go. So. So why do you think it's important to have a trail like this in North Alabama?
So, you know, from the perspective of where we're talking today, tourism is an easy one. Mm-hmm. And I would say, you know, it gets people to Alabama or North Alabama. But I'd also say that tourism is also the first line of the first line of offense for quality of life and workforce mm-hmm. development. Is that you get people to North Alabama and they see the natural resources and they meet mm-hmm. the people and they get to see the town or the towns. I think mm-hmm. for me, this is a great way of getting people to move here as well and increase our workforce. Yeah. But it also goes down to things like health and wellness, you know, economic development, entrepreneurial growth and development. You know, these are all important parts of this. And if you think about it, a mile of highway and a mile of trail, mm-hmm. mile of highway, the only thing you can do on it is drive, right? On 65, you're not stopping for an ice cream cone on the highway, right? Yeah. But you can get off an exit and do it. But with a mile of trail, there's so many opportunities for people to open small businesses or shops or shuttles. Mm-hmm. People, you know, we had one guy ask me if he could open a popsicle stand in Cortland. I'm like, man, I don't care. You do what you got to do to make money in Cortland. It's fine with me. That's why we're trying to do this. And so you know, a lot of it is trying to get people to understand that this isn't just a feel-good story, but it's also economic development and workforce mm-hmm. development and things like that.
Yeah. And it's kind of that field of dreams. I'm dating myself.
You're absolutely right. Build it and they will come.
Yeah. If you build it, they will come. And then people will be like, you know what we need here? We need a popsicle stand. We need an ice cream shop. Oh, we need a place that sells tacos. We need, you know, and then it's just like, we need this, we need this. And then you have bustling little community.
And that's a great example, because a lot of times, you know, it's like the people that I'm speaking to, you know, hey, I want to start a shuttle service with bikes. Great. You know, hey, we're only going to do it on Thursdays and Fridays. Great. Hey, you know, in 6 months, hey, we actually added a second or a third day. Mm-hmm. And then this food truck asked if they could park next to us.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like this domino effect of yeah. So I love it. That's what makes me happiest, I think, is seeing people realize their dreams.
Yeah. That is so cool. I love that. Well, a question that I've been asking my guests here lately is, what has been the most unexpected thing that has happened or that you've learned since doing the Singing River Trail?
So mine is so easy and simple. You're going to say, no way. At a time when Americans seem so bent on finding what divides us and what mm-hmm. separates us by politics, by what news channel you watch, mm-hmm. by what color you are, by how old you are, I literally have spent the last 3 years getting nothing but yeses by people who say, help us work together, help us bring us together, help us do things together.
Yeah.
And so I think the most unexpected thing for myself is that we have just been met by one big, huge regional, let's get this thing done. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. And just people working together and not caring about where county boundaries are, not caring about, mm-hmm. You know, all the things that seemingly are happening in our country. I think once you take away all those distractions and all those things in reality, it's been 3 years of working together. It's been so much fun.
Yeah. That is so refreshing to hear too. Just yes after yes after yes of working together. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And the best part is with no's, I mean, here's how I take it. I have a feeling you might be the same way. I always take no's as see you later. Like, okay, I'll come back around in a year.
Yeah. And give your not no's. Yet.
No. Yeah, not yet. That's exactly right. No's, that's not yet. Yeah. There are no no's on the Singing River Trails.
It's like the Dumb and Dumber. Like, so you're saying there's a chance.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So that's the part that I think excites me is that I wake up every morning. I have literally the best job in North Alabama. And, mm-hmm. you know, in 1818 Farms, the McCrary family gave us a house to work in for the Singing River Trail in Mooresville. Mm-hmm. You know, we're in this little house surrounded by 6 acres in the middle of nowhere. I tell people I have the best job with the best office. I got no other complaints. You won't hear a peep from me. Yes.
That is a great place to be. I love 1818 Farms. We've had Natasha on here before as well. And so you could go see the sheep and the little cats and dogs that roam around, pick you a bouquet of flowers. I mean,
my office. So they do their resins and their dried flowers in our office.
Oh,
and so, so our kitchen is kind of the separator between Singing River Trail and 1818 Farms. And so I'll come in one day and it's all Singing River Trail stuff everywhere. Then I'll come in the next day and it's about 1,000 different kinds of dried flowers with the smell of resin in the air. Yeah, it's a good collaboration.
Never a dull moment.
At all.
That is so cool. Well, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate your time and can't wait to watch this unfold.
Well, and I really appreciate you doing this. I've enjoyed listening to the podcast series, and I've enjoyed the effort that you've made. You know, and one thing I've always told people, you know, people always ask me, if you had one chance to go somewhere that's going to be on the trail that's open right now, what would that be? And you could walk this, you can bike this, you can hike it, you can do whatever you want on it. But the Richard Martin Trail between the Tennessee line down to Piney Chapel Road, which is, if you go to Elkmont, look that up and you can thank me later. It's just a reminder of how nice North Alabama is and what a greenway can be. I think that's the greatest representation of what we're trying to do. So love to see you on the trail.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm making my list.
Be busy in 24.
Yes. Well, before we go, tell our listeners where they can find you on social media, website, things like that.
All right. You always like put me on the spot when I do this. Like, okay, I don't want to forget. So we have a website, just www.singingrivertrail.org. Okay. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn, actually. We're now on LinkedIn. We found some of our vendors being on that as well. So, but Facebook and Instagram are kind of our way of, Instagram's more fun. Facebook's more informational, as you probably would figure out, but we're pretty active on it.
Yeah. And you've got a really cool logo and the stickers too, that corresponds to the logo.
And we just opened our merchandise store. We open our merchandise store every 3 weeks or about every 5 or 6 times a year for 3 weeks. So right now, if you go to our website, you can see our merchandise store as well.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. Spoil someone with some North Alabama love.
That's right. I mean, it's gift giving season almost. So there you go.
Yeah.
Good North Alabama gifts.
And you know what? And one thing I do want to add, when you were talking about public art, we wanted to be creative. We actually did also do a public art in Cortland, Alabama. We had the first internationally sanctioned hopscotch course painted by Art Lady Sonia in downtown Cortland. Mm-hmm. And we use Cortland icons as part of our hopscotch course. But the International Society of Hopscotch sanctioned our course. So I don't want to brag, but you can hop through Cortland now if you want, and we won't stop you.
Oh, cool.
It's right on the street. So make sure you go stop by and see it.
Yeah. Hey, that might be a cool design for a t-shirt too.
Yes. Don't break anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that was last year. I'm not doing that again.
I was going to say,
yeah, no more broken bones for me. Knock on wood. Well, this has been so fun, and I'm so grateful for you being on here.
Thank you. I really appreciate you asking.
Yeah, thank you. Well, again, thanks for joining us today. And don't forget that North Alabama's social platforms are linked in the description. And we will be back next time with more North Alabama adventures.